defend from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great listeners, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra here in London. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, and I'm here to present Radio Biafra to you this evening. I'll also be helped by Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. We are welcoming you wherever you are. We are saying good evening, we are saying good morning, we are saying good afternoon, we are saying good night to some people. We are also encouraging those that have made it to stay up to this very moment. Those of you in the Far East, we are welcoming you to this program. That is a testament to your dedication, a testament to your sacrifice towards your country, and your willingness to do all it will take to make sure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. Once again, we are welcoming you this evening on the 20th of May in the year of our Lord, 2013. This is Radio Biafra. You can get us on www.radiobiafra.com. .co, radiobiafra.co, or radiobiafralondon.com, radiobiafralondon.com. If people are calling you, telling you they're experiencing difficulties with receiving the program, please, first of all, ask them to refresh their browser. Once they have refreshed their browser, if they're still not picking it up, please ask them to go to any of the other websites where Radio Biafra is streaming. They should be able to get it. Once again, we are welcoming you. This is your radio station, not our radio station in London. This is your radio station broadcasting from London to the whole world. Radio Biafra is received in every country of the world. You are the bravest of the brave. A lot of cowards will not step up to the plate. They prefer to be slaves. I'm ashamed to say that there remains a sizable number of Igbo people, a sizable number of other ethnic nationalities that make up Biafra, who are still cowardly, who cannot rise up to the challenge, who are ashamed of who they are. To those people, we are saying, please go and ask your mother who gave birth to you, because you don't have Igbo blood flowing through your veins. Once again, we are welcoming you. We have a packed program for you this evening. Packed program in the sense that our headline is only one or two headlines, basically, but we have to analyze it, we have to dissect it, we have to digest it, and we have to do something with it. We are reminding everybody, please, to join us on Facebook. It's important. If there is any emergency announcement, that is where it will be flashed so that a whole multitude of people can receive it. please make sure you join us. And when you join Radio Biafra London Facebook page, you bring your friends with you. If you're having difficulties adding your friends, we'll show you how to do it. The reason why you're adding your friends is because Biafra is not just an Igbo thing. It's not just an Idoma thing. It's not just an Ibibio, Efik, Anang, Ebanke, Ejo, Urobo, Shekiri thing. It belongs. We have to bring this whole Biafra agitation to the entire humanity. When we are protesting here in London, we expect other people to join us, other nationalities who are sympathetic to the plight of our people to join us. They are the people who then go back to pressure their governments to do something about it. So once again, we're welcoming you. We're asking you to go and join our Facebook page. Please, 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 please go to the website. Leave your comments also on the website. If you're a good writer, you can write a blog and you send it to us. It will be published. It is your platform, where you speak your mind freely and openly, without fear, without favor, without molestation, on any range of subject of your own choosing. Let me go to Dr. Egemba to say hello to you. Please, Dr. Egemba, if you're there, please, I would like you to say hello to our wonderful people.
The world is that time of the day again. We welcome you on board, and they're also welcoming you back from wherever you have been, to work, to school, to any activities of the day. I hope you had a nice day. Please sit down, relax, and enjoy what we are going to bring to you tonight. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure having you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Doctor. I'm sure the monitor is not speaking. We don't want to hear the monitor from your end. Please, if you can control it, that would be better for us. Thank you very much, Dr. Egemba. I'm hosting this program this evening with Dr. Egemba. Once again, if wherever you're coming from, if you're just joining us, make it a habit. If you are not receiving Radio Biafra, please refresh your browser. Tell people to try other websites. They should be able to get us. Our headline this evening, on the 20th of May in the year of our Lord, 2013, is that we are reporting this evening something that a Hausa person said. Not a white person. This is what a Hausa man said. He is saying that the oil in Biafra land belongs to the Hausa people. This is the information we are receiving. Confirmed, a spokesperson for the northern people, a spokesperson for the Hausa Islamic Caliphate in northern Nigeria, because of good Lord Jonathan's tenure in office and the threat that he's going to run again in 2015, it is now bringing out the worst you can ever imagine from Hausa Fulani people. Their intentions are coming out. These are the people that want to Islamize us. They have already succeeded in taking Ebonyi State. They have made significant inroads into Imo State. A lot of people who are living abroad don't know this. When you tell them, they say, oh, Tofiakwa, it cannot happen. It is already happening. We have nothing against Islam as a religion. We have nothing against the people that follow Islam as a religion. What we are saying is that we don't want to be forcibly converted into Islam. Some of us, we are forcibly converted into Christianity. They told us that they were going to bring us closer to God. We didn't know it was a way for us to shut our mouth and our eyes whilst they take our oil and give to Muslims and take it via Muslim people. These are the issues we'll be covering this evening. We'll be asking ourselves, why, where did these northern people get the authority, the effrontery, the presence to stand up and say that the oil in Biafra land belongs to them? But they're very clever people. They are telling us that the oil is in Niger Delta. No one has ever bothered to educate the nomadic cattle-rearing people from northern Nigeria that oil was discovered in Imo State before Shell moved to River State. We must tell them that. They must also know that River State, Port Harcourt itself, is called Igwe Ocha. Igwe Ocha because of the white sandy beaches of Port Harcourt seafront. Port Harcourt is not the name. Port Harcourt is the name of a colonialist. It is not the name of the place. The place is Igwe Ocha. That is the name of it. They're made up of Ikwere people and Ndokwa people. These are bona fide Igbo people. It is only in River State that you have a place named Obi Igbo, the heart of Igbo land, anywhere in the entire Biafra land. The only place where you have Obi Igbo, the heart of Igbo land. The meaning of Obi is heart, the heart of Igbo land. And they're telling us that the oil in Niger Delta belongs to them. That is the state we are in at the moment. And we want to find out this evening who gave the Hausa Fulani people the authority to lay claim to other parts of their useless Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We want to ask them what is giving them strength and this courage to make this type of silly comment. Did the behavior of some of our brothers in this Biafran territory in times gone by give them the impetus to be able to make this type of very degrading, very derogatory, very insulting remarks about our land? They own us, in effect. This man is telling us that we are slaves to Hausa people. That is what they are telling us. And as we go into detail to bring you this very news, you will see how sickening the whole thing is. As we keep saying all the time, if after listening to Radio Biafra, you are not moved, you are not touched to find out what we are doing regarding freeing ourselves from the bondage, what we are doing regarding running away from the zoo called Nigeria, then there is something fundamentally wrong with you. This is a statement by a Hausa man. His name is Aliyu. He is the former minority leader in the House of Representatives and the mouthpiece of the Northern people. His name is Farouk Adamu Aliyu. He has warned Niger Deltans. Nobody knows what he means by Niger Deltans. We have tried to look at this nonsense called Niger Delta before, and people are not listening because in Nigeria, I'm afraid to say, people don't go to school. The white people that call people from Africa monkeys, sometimes I begin to see where they're coming from. Because indeed, we are behaving like monkeys from Africa. How can you refer to Asaba as Niger Delta and Obehi, which shares the same boundary more or less with Obibo, is in the mainland of Igbo land? Asaba, all the way Asaba near Onitsha, is classed as Niger Delta. Does this not strike anybody as arrant nonsense and hopelessness of the highest order? Sometimes people accuse Radio Biafra editorial board of arrogance, that we over-intellectualize this very issue. We said to them, yes, we over-intellectualize it because we have spent years studying this very case. There is no angle anybody can approach us on the issue of Biafra and Nigeria that we cannot cover. If anybody is competent enough, let them stand up, call a debate in their wife's bedroom. We'll come there and debate it. We are telling them this evening that the stupidity of referring to Asaba as a Niger Delta or as Niger Deltans whilst disregarding or not acknowledging that Okwa is closer to the ocean than Asaba. That is the type of mentality, the useless, retarded mentality that makes Europeans to look at Africans as wild beasts in a forest, not worthy to be reckoned with. This is the nonsense that this idiot is talking about, because they believe they own us, because we have kept quiet for very many years. Anybody can come from anywhere. Look at this cattle rearer that in time gone by, during the time of Ikejiani at Nigeria Railway Corporation, this man is not fit to sit on the same seat as any Igbo family traveling from the east to the north. They knew it, and they know it, that they're not in our league, and it is high time again we prove it to them. We are not being arrogant. We are stating the obvious. They know that very well. This is what this buffoon had to say. He says that the North must take over from Jonathan in 2015. And as a result, this Farouk Adamu Aliyu, a former cattle rearer, he's a nomad, moves from place to place, driving cattle from place to place. But that is how sad things are, that these are the people that the British government gave power to in Nigeria. And we will tell you this evening that we have discovered why they gave power to them and exactly how they did it. We know what the trick is, and we're going to tell you this evening what they did. Now, what they are trying to tell us is that Adamu Aliyu, Farouk, his name is warning the Biafran people, by which he means Niger Delta, to stop laying claim to oil found in our land, as it also belongs to them in the north, vowing that the north will fight to reclaim power from President Goodluck Jonathan in 2015. These are Hausa people. When they say something, they do it. These are not like Igbo politicians like Ekwema and all the rest of them. They talk. When the time for action comes, they run away. These people have the might of Boko Haram. They have the might of the Arab world. They have the support and the backing of the British government. They have the tacit approval of Obama administration in America. We know all these things as a fact. So we are bringing it out in the open to do as they please. They've been promised that power is going back to them. And believe you me, it is going back to them. Or else they will reduce Nigeria to a rubble, which is what they're doing. Aliyu described President Jonathan as an ungrateful president. This is a cattle rearer describing the president of his so-called country as an ungrateful president. Said that the president has showed more interest on issues affecting Ijaw's order than the entire Nigerians. We'll be asking this man this evening, if he's a man, what the multitude, the time after time that the Northerners have been at the helm of affairs in Nigeria, what did they do? This man has cleverly forgotten that they have ruled Nigeria, not governed, they have ruled Nigeria for nearly 40 years of the 54 or so years useless existence of that zoo. They have been the master zookeeper for a very long time. Now he has the temerity to complain and people are letting him get away with it. But this is Radio Biafra. We don't let idiots and fools get away with nonsense. We bring their stupidity before them so that they can confront it and hopefully change. This is what this man had to say. We in the North will take over from Jonathan through the ballot box and not through the barrel of the gun, as some elements threatened recently. By the grace of God, he has the temerity to call God, we shall take over from him. There has been no election whatsoever conducted. No vote has been cast, none has been counted. But this man is telling us that they will take over from good Lord. And they mean it and they're going to do it. All we can do is to shout after a while. They take Peter Obi, they take Rocha Sokrocha, they take Theodorji, they take Martin Elechi, their likes, Anyim, and all the rest of them. Give them $1,000 each, buy them a ticket to travel to New York, and everything does that. Next day, you see them with a red cap telling you that Igbos must unite. That is the type of idiots that we are faced with. This is what he had to say. We call on President Goodluck Jonathan to disassociate himself from those who are beating the drums of war, forgetting very cleverly that Boko Haram is already at war with their country, called Nigeria. And to call them to order so as not to truncate the democratic governance in Nigeria, which all Nigerians fought for. I don't know which part of Hausa land fought for democracy in Nigeria. Abacha was in charge. They killed Abiola. Yorubas could not fight. They pleaded and they wrote and until the white people that owns Nigeria decided to give it to a Yoruba man, that made it possible that for the first time in the history of Nigeria, two people from a particular tribe contested for the presidency. It's never happened before. Olufalai and Olusegun Obasanjo, and Obasanjo won. Anyway, if you look at him, you know what he looks like, so we won't even go into that. But now, some people are threatening the law enforcement agencies and the National Assembly to dare arrest them and see what we'll do without the president saying anything. Basically, that the president should come and sanction Asare Dokobo, which Radio Biafra supports. Radio Biafra supports Asare Dokobo in its entirety, in everything he said. And we can go further to provide whatever support, help, and assistance that is needed to make sure that his claim stands the test of time. We are not like the other people that will go behind the back and take money from Nigeria and run away. And in fact, we are suggesting that anybody that does that should be caught and his head cut off. As of today, we are all Nigerians. This is the Hausa man talking. And the president has the responsibility to treat us as Nigerians. But we are worried that he has kept mute over those planning genocide. This is a Hausa man opening his mouth to talk about genocide when they are the people that killed 3.5 million people. He is opening his mouth to talk about genocide. I don't blame him. I blame our docility. I blame our lack of interest. I blame our hopelessness in relation to this. That is why a Hausa person that killed us can open his mouth and talk about genocide. And we are letting them. Had Gowon been taken to court, had Haruna been taken to court, had Tiwa Danjuma been taken to court, had all these people that committed all these crimes against our people been taken to court, he would not have the mouth to be saying this type of nonsense. But here he is talking about genocide. A Hausa person talking about genocide. In fact, it is laughable. It's laughable. He is talking about hatred and destruction of lives and property because of their selfish interests. We want to ask this man from Ugwawosa, we want to ask him, where has he been? Madala, where was this man? Kanu bombing, where was this man? The massacre in Nasarawa, where was this man? The killings in Maiduguri, where was this man? All the killing of Igbo people and Christians going on in the north, where is this man? To talk about that, the statement Asare Dokobo made is capable of inciting and inflaming the nation, and the Hausas will suffer genocide. Can you imagine that type of nonsense? Unfortunately for them, this time around, there is Radio Biafra. Anything they say will counter it, will present the truth to the world. And they respond to us because we know this evening they are listening. From the presidency down to the last person that matters in Nigeria, they listen to Radio Biafra and we're telling them the truth this evening. He is reminding us that Chief Edwin Clark had corrected the impression created by Dr. Bo's statement that there would be war if Jonathan loses in 2015. What he's saying is that whatever Edwin Clark says is his business, the person we know speaking for the people of the riverine areas, as they are known, are men like the so-called militants. They are not militants. They are fighting for the freedom of their people. They are fighting for the control of the resources in their land, which we fully support. God did not put oil there by mistake. He gave Hausa people their own oil in Lake Chad. Let them go there and look for the oil. He gave the Yorubas bitumen in Ogun State. It is coming out of the ground. Let them go and have it. Why is everybody fixated on the so-called Niger Delta? We will tell you why this evening. Now, what we are reporting, he said, is that we in the north believe, this is a direct quote from this baboon, from this Aliyu of a man. This is a direct quote he made. We in the north believe that the oil in Bayelsa or Delta, he is now mentioning where the president comes from, or Delta, belongs to us in Jigawa or any other state in the north. We shall therefore do anything, listen very carefully, we shall therefore do anything humanly possible to defend that our oil, he's saying the oil in Bayelsa is theirs, that our oil in Bayelsa or anywhere else in this country is not taken away from us. This is what this man is saying. They have sent him the Northern Elders Forum, Arewa Consultative Forum. He's the spokesperson. Anybody who doubts this man's gravitas should look at his CV. This man that we are talking about this evening used to be a senator. As this particular man, he was in the House of Representatives. This Farouk Adamu Aliyu, he was even the former minority leader in the House of Representatives. This man we're talking about is even the spokesperson for Northern Nigeria. The financiers of Boko Haram, these are the people that funded Boko Haram to create havoc in the country. Buhari said it, that if I don't win the election in 2011, Nigeria will be ungovernable. And these are Hausa people. When they say something, they do it. They're not like useless freedom fighters we have in Biafra land running about. If you give them a chicken change to buy jeep, they abandon the struggle. Buhari said something and did it. I will make Nigeria ungovernable, and he did. At least on that point, I respect him. They say something and they do it. That is what we must emulate if you want the world to take us seriously. Ask yourself, why is it that despite the killing going on in Northern Nigeria, the world is still behind the Hausa Fulani people? Ask yourself why. Because when they say something, they do it. When they say they're going to commit life to something, they commit life and they do it. That is the signature headline we're bringing you this evening. That these people from the north, represented by Farouk Adamu Aliyu and his cohorts, the Sokoto Caliphate, the Islamic rulers and owners of Nigeria by proxy, because we know that the British could not come to take the oil direct. That was what happened. The British could not come to us to take the oil because the Americans were against imperialist tendencies in Africa. What they did was to hand it over, to lease it over to an absolute, to a group of people they know they can control, and give them arms and ammunition, rig the election in their favor, do everything in their favor. So through that means they can have perpetual hold on the oil. When Murtala Mohammed realized what was happening and decided to nationalize BP to AP, of course, Shell was very, very crafty because they changed their license and became an indigenous company. When he changed Standard Bank to First Bank, when he changed Barclays Bank to Union Bank, they decided here in this country to conspire with Gowon and assassinate Murtala Mohammed. The British government were complicit in the assassination of Murtala Mohammed because he dared to change the status quo. That is exactly the fact. We know this day, we are telling you, we are going to publish it. We are broadcasting from United Kingdom, that is true. But here there is law, and here people have regard for the weight of evidence you present, and we have it, and we'll be confronting them very, very soon. We are reporting this evening that the Nigerian estate, the zoo called Nigeria, the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, where they house their monkeys, as they fondly refer to us over here, was given to the Hausas to take care of for the Lord, the Master, the Creator, the British people. They created us. They made us. If they ask us to run, we run. If they ask us to kneel down, we kneel down. If they say, open your mouth and start barking like a dog, you start. If they say, jump, you say, how high, sir, do I need to jump? They gave it to the Hausa Fulani people. They want their oil flowing, and there is nothing anybody can do about it. We are reminding the whole world, including the British government and Farouk this evening, that Shell has operations in Ebema. Shell has operations in Okwa. You are drilling our oil. You are taking our oil. You are not doing anything to improve the lives of our people. We are not expecting you to improve the lives of our people. It's our duty to do that. But you are using our money to give to Northerners, to buy arms, to kill us again, even in the North, when we've been driven away from our land due to hunger and poverty. We are saying that enough is enough. We have had enough of it. We are rising all over the world. We are marching unstoppably all over the world to make sure that the evil, this is more than colonialism, this is more than slavery. What we are witnessing is called subjugation. We are lower than animals if we continue our lives to be run this way. It is the duty of everybody listening to Radio Biafra, the duty of every bona fide Igbo son and daughter, the duty of every man and woman from all component ethnicities making up Biafra to rise up to this challenge and extricate themselves from this evil called Nigeria. Nigeria is killing us. Nigeria is destroying us as a people, and we cannot allow it to continue. If I may go over to Doctor, please give us your summary. That is our signature headline for this evening. It's a one-issue headline. Radio Biafra is unashamedly a one. If you are tired of hearing about Biafra, don't listen to Radio Biafra. Go somewhere else. Until our freedom comes, that is all we talk about. How are we going to get Biafra with your help? How do we make the impossible possible? Because with Radio Biafra, we make the impossible become possible. There is nothing we say we are going to do that we cannot do. So please, Doctor, what is your take on this headline? Distressing, disturbing, humiliating, shameful headline this evening that the Hausa people are telling us that they own everything in our land.
Yes, thank you very much for that prolonged, enlightening headline and introduction. You may be surprised to hear from me, and I mean it, that this man is absolutely correct. He is absolutely correct that they own the oil. Now, if this is why I say that. If someone is in control of something, he owns it. The North, they are in absolute control of the oil in Nigeria. They have used the oil, the proceeds from oil, since the time it was founded and handed over to them. They have used it to develop Abuja and all other areas in the North, and in that process use it to enrich themselves. They control oil marketing and the transportation. Remember that majority, if not all, the oil tankers that transports this crude oil to different parts of the North, to different parts of the so-called Zoological Republic, not only belongs to the Northerners, they are the drivers as well. The drivers, the owners of the tanks, the tankers, are the Northerners. So they control it. Now, they also are in control of all the oil blocks, and they are using it as a bargaining chip. If any contractor in the East makes noise, they will approach them and they negotiate and give them one or two and shut them up. So they are in control. Remember that Buhari used to be or was a former chairman or controller of the so-called petroleum trust fund.
Yes,
which
the trust fund.
Which is the fund that they use, they control to know how and where they are going to invest this oil. And as we have catalogued sometime last week, how the North... in fact, Aliyu should say, and we all know that, that what he didn't say, or he should have said, that we own and control Nigeria, and whatever they like, they do. Because after all, that is the only thing left for them to say. Because if someone can come out to say, listen, whether you like it or not, the power will resort back, will revert back to us, whether you like it or not. And if we don't get it, no one else gets it. So they are in control. So now, what this guy has said, and I'm quite sure, if you remember, since this the time they have started to make all these unguided utterances and comments, that is what we have emboldened the Asare Dokubo to say no, over his dead body. He said that he will live again. In fact, it is going to be very, very interesting. From next year, will be very, very interesting to know. If Asare Dokubo means what he said, they said that they will never get it again, and they do not say that, no, if the power don't come back to us, then there will be whatever threat they are given. Don't be fooled by what this guy said that we are going to do it through the ballot force or whatever. That is bullshit. That is rubbish. That is nonsense. Now,
doctor, before you continue, there's a caller, a very important caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Excuse me. This is Edom. Edom.
Yes.
I was listening to this conversation. You know, this is. In fact, I'm really boring on this issue of because this man they are talking about. It was here, please. I saw him here signing, and it is the agreement of the British our modern.
Not colonial, they are our creators. The way God creates countries, they created
now
us.
They are our God. Now, let me tell you something, because there is something our people do not understand. Even in this land we are staying, where I am talking, I don't want to mention, but where I say, you know it. These people are more wicked, and they love Islam more than any other thing. You people should put this in your head. Because if I am saying this, people think I am joking.
No, but you're right.
The world,
you are correct.
It is two religions.
You are correct, yes.
It is only two religions. Even our people say they are Christians. Do they think that this Roman Catholic took them as Christians? Do they think so? This is what I am. And they don't know. When they don't want to know, they will, I know what they want to do. I know what they want to do. And I don't think if they do it, we are going to survive. I don't think. I don't know who to go and give this very word in his palm so that he will take it. Just as my sister, I gave him information when I was in the hospital to write about Jonathan. And all what we said happened. If these people are ready in all ways. Look at our children. The photo of our children are here, just like vultures dying. And then our colonial mother, the God, those God, our people are serving, because they told you that the God, they showed you the right God.
Yes.
And then they believe. But they don't read the Bible and see that Jesus Christ is not a white man.
Yes, of course he's not.
Muslims don't know.
Yes.
You see, but our people begin to serve white God. When you serve, they will God you, and they will keep on Godding you until you die.
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
This is what I'm saying, you know.
Yes.
I have known that too. In fact, even after talking this way, they kill me. There is no problem. But I have to give our people, who say that they are Christians. I used to cry on my bed because none of them read Bible. None of them listen. They have time to go and get money, 419. But they don't have time to search and see what the world has for Biafra.
Yes.
You hear me? That their education is a toilet education. They have to take it and go to the toilet and put it down there.
I like that.
I don't believe that.
I like that language, toilet education. Useless, flush down the drain, no brain. No faculty, no reasoning, nothing. You go to school, you learn how to read and write, and that's it. You come out and your brain is empty. I'm very grateful for you, Tom, my dear sister. You have spoken very passionately, Idem from Italy. She's calling from Italy. Thank you very, very much for joining us this evening. Doctor is still there. Doctor, what do you make of this very passionate rendition of how things should be?
Yes, you see, again, that is one thing. Every passing day, one thing or the other will make you, will make us appreciate, will appreciate what Radio Biafra is doing. You see, from time to time, people are coming out. Many people don't have the avenue, the means to express themselves. Now, Radio Biafra is now providing them this avenue, this opportunity to air their view. People are boiling. People are boiling. I said it before, like a pressure cooker. That is how it is boiling there. When it is going to explode, when it will explode, what is happening in South, North, Northeast, or whatever, Nigeria, which will be a child joke. Okay? People, although now when we talk about Biafra, people, their mind will go back to 1966 or whatever. Whether it is 1966, whether there will be war or not, it doesn't really matter. Because the time remains that when someone is pushed against the wall, the person will not remember whether he has died before. The person will not remember whether he is he has got anything to lose or not. He will do. He will unleash the remaining the smallest amount of power within him to free himself, whether he will die in the process or not. After all,
It's terrible. Let us take this call. It is absolutely terrible. If you're joining us, please, we must remind you once again that the number to call is +44 78 31 308376. Again, +44 78 31 308376. You can join us on Skype. It is Radio Biafra. Just add Radio Biafra to your contact list. We will accept you and then be able to take calls from you if you're fortunate enough to get through, because the line, as always, is jammed. All the monitors here are flickering. They are telling us that the lines are full. But please keep calling. Do not relent. But listen first before you call, so you can make sense when we decide to take your call, or when you're lucky enough to make it through. Because this is Radio Biafra, the only platform through which Biafrans all over the world, friends of Biafra, lovers of freedom, congregate. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. Are you going to talk to us or not? The caller on Skype? I don't think they are serious. They are not serious. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
I'm Bishop Okoro from Canada.
Okoro from Canada. Yes, lower your system. Turn it off. Lower your system. Turn it off, please. And talk to us via your phone.
Okay. I'm calling. I called on the 26th of February. Nandi,
yes.
I just want to let you know, people know that you know I'm a veteran, and I want us to continue this fight.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We are listening. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Continue.
What I'm trying to say that in the I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it.
you know, another thing we have to get against is that, you know, Nigeria is very, very deceitful. You know, they will soon make us start fighting among each other. Like I said.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We would like now to... have you registered? Have you volunteered?
I've volunteered, you know. I'm from Toronto, Canada. I've volunteered. And I haven't gotten any response back.
We have not received it. We have not received it. What we're asking you to send us a text message. We have not received your application, your submission. Your volunteer form hasn't come to us. We ask you to text us, please. Text us all your details, your name, your telephone number, email, address in Canada, and also where you come from and what you would like to do for Biafra. Please text us to us
immediately. I will be the organizer for Toronto, Canada.
Okay, that is wonderful. Okay, then you people should continue the good effort that you're making. If you're already... how many of you are there now in Toronto, Canada?
I know a place for Peter Chicken, and one lady from Calgary, okay. And myself in Toronto, one year college.
Okay, that is wonderful. You people should continue the good work you're doing in Canada. We are happy and glad that Canada has finally come up, and we are very grateful for that. Continue the good work, and God bless you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, please. You know the number to call if you want to join. That this is your platform. This is your forum. You dictate what happens here. You set the pace for us. But what we are telling you, please, is that if you call Radio Biafra, please, you speak up. We are not here. We are not in an exchange. You say hello. We say hello. You say hello. No. If you do that, please, we will leave you and proceed. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. Yes.
Good evening. This is Lucky calling from Finland.
Lucky from Finland. Yes,
please,
go ahead.
I want to get the coordinator, the name of the coordinator of the radio of this Bulier in Finland here, please.
That is none in Finland at the moment. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me? I don't think they can. They can't hear us, which is rather unfortunate. They can't hear us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. Sorry? We can't hear you. Your line is not very good. Tell us your name again. No. Your line is not good at all. Please, it's not good. People are rising, doctor, from everywhere. They are doing everything humanly possible to be part of this. Even the caller from Finland. What we are asking you to do is stop asking who is doing this and who is doing that. Do what you can to organize where you are. Look for your people. 10 of you, contact Radio Biafra. That is what we want. Not people calling and saying, oh, who is organizing? God will not come from heaven to organize it for us. Wherever you are, start something. Contact Radio Biafra so we can take it on from there. We have another caller on the line. Please, if we put you on the line, you go straight. Say what you want to say, please. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. Hello? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Your name and where you are, please. Yes, go ahead. Yes. The caller on Skype, go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead. We don't know what is happening this evening to Skype calls. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. They're not saying anything. They're not saying anything at all. Please, doctor, are you there?
As always, yes.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, what you should do is, when you pick up a call and they're not saying anything,
please go ahead,
no commentary, just
doctor,
to take
ahead,
another one and move on. That people will come up. As I was saying before, Nande, please, our listeners should let us take the Northerners by Mr. Aliyu, by what he said. Let us assume that they own the oil in our land, in short, not in Bayelsa or in Niger Delta. The oil in our land, they are claiming is theirs. And they have been using it as theirs. And there's nothing that you can tell me now, or tell any of our listeners, or what is happening on the ground that will prove otherwise that the oil is not theirs.
Now, if our people, those listening now, those who are going to join us in the near future, anybody will care to know, if you, someone is after your property, someone has taken over your property, someone is sitting on your property, and it is, and the person is still using your property to intimidate you, to oppress you, using your property to dictate how you will live, using your property to even decide whether you will live or not. It is then up to you to accept it, keep quiet, beg him to give you a little bit that will come off, any change that will come out. It is up to you. On the other hand, you will say, okay, I have now grown up, I am now a man, you have used my property, you have dominated me when I was sleeping, I was in slumber, I'm still a child, a baby, when I have not grown up. Now I am grown up, I am full-fledged man, I am not going to allow that to happen again. Then you do something about it, as we have been calling about. From all indication up to now, this man has engaged all the so-called people in the East, including the South-South, where the oil is. Nothing is happening. They are happy to, for their environmental area to be degraded, to be useless, while they are using the proceeds of the oil to make their area heaven. Nobody saying anything about it. Manizi has not said anything about it. They are not going to say anything about it. There's no evil politician that is prepared to stick his neck to say something about it. So if this man claimed that the oil belongs to him, don't blame him.
Nobody is blaming them. Let's try and take this call. Nobody is blaming them. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Vincent Ebukova from Germany.
Vincent Ebukova from Germany. Which part of Germany are you in?
I'm in Düsseldorf.
Düsseldorf, please go ahead.
My brother, there's one thing that is baffling me, because every time when we talk about the Northerners, we say about the oil, about what they're doing to us. What have we, since after the war, I was 10 years when the war ended, since after the war, we're up, fighting ourselves, nobody repaired anything in our land, we did it ourselves. I remember in 1976 when Chagari came to Onitsha, he said that he remembered that nobody gave Igbo people to repair their land. They must have been stealing money. That's why they started imprisoning many of our chiefs for this foreign currency something. Till today, what have we been organizing underground? We went again in their lands. We are building our houses. Okay, it's okay. Even we build our house in overseas also. But what protection? Igbo people have never learned to work together. I remember, you know what is called solidarity in Poland?
Yes.
For 50 years, they were under the Russian government, but these people continue, they never divided themselves. They never get any other leader except Wałęsa. They continue the fighting for 50 years without any open war until it ended, and they were together. They never fight each other. Now, when we are talking now, maybe tomorrow I will be the person that will go and collect money, and you are moving forward, I will fire you through the back. Now we have children, which we don't know whether they are Igbo people or Hausa people, even the military regime, they will send any Okechukwu from the north to rule us, which is really not an Igbo man. And all of us dance around and collect money and do this thing. I think this thing we are doing, it's of course the acid at Obido Tadibama, not the Balubo, but I think it's a little too late.
I don't know why my brother is not listening. Please, can you listen to what I am saying, please? Can you listen to what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You made a very valid point. All the points you raised are very, very valid. But we compare like with like. Lech Wałęsa of the Solidarity Movement from the shipyard in Warsaw. They fought people from their own territory. The Polish nation is homogeneously one. It is not the same thing. The reason why we could not have united immediately after the war was because everybody was against us to the point where we thought that even God himself had abandoned us. So it was to your tent, O Israel. That was what happened. Because when Awolowo stole our money, the only thing, as you were, I'm very glad you said you were 10 years old. The only thing that united our people, we don't know, is Rangers Football Club of Enugu. It was only Rangers.
Yeah, exactly.
It was only Rangers Football Club of Enugu that we had in common. Our sister, forgotten her name, came and sang a song. Na Anambra Nimo Woman. I don't know if you remember the song that lady sang. What I'm trying to say is that the principal song after the war, if you recall, was Nkosi Nwamu Obugini Kinebe. I don't know if you understand that song at all.
Good.
That particular song encapsulated everything we went through as a people. But we missed one trick. The trick we missed was that the devil discovered a way to deal with us very seriously. That thing that the devil discovered was love of change, not money. If you love money, you make money. Love of the change that comes out when you buy granite, they give you the change. Maybe 2 or 3 kobo. Love of change, of money, not the real money itself. Because houses love money and they make it, they come to your land and they take what you have by force. We love the little chicken change. Once we had to your tent, O Israel, People's Club tried their best, but they ended up drinking beer. Drinking Guinness stout, eating food, and they lost everything. One day the number came up, the same thing happened. What I'm trying to say to you, my brother, that you are angry, we understand that, but let us channel our anger to good use. When we suffered back home, people migrated outside. You didn't die. You didn't say, oh, I'm going to kill myself today. You struggled and you got to Germany so you can better yourself. We are asking people not to give up. You cannot afford to give up. Because if you had given up on life, you would have been in that zoo as one of them running all over the place. But you said, I have to make something better of myself. You had to come to Germany to survive. That is what we also need to do to be able to survive as a people. We cannot let go now. People let us down in the past. That is, you said something very, very poignant. And I keep saying it, I will never be tired of saying it. The likes of myself and the Wazirike, what they're doing back home. If they see, our people are daft, they don't understand. Most of them are so stupid that they cannot see. They use this man. If you are pursuing Biafra in truth and honesty, they go and kill you. But he come out and he fly, Biafra fly. Hey, I never tell no Biafra, Biafra is coming. He says, when is Biafra coming? He doesn't know. But if you come out to pursue Biafra, he will kidnap you. If you come out, he will kill you. But people, our people fail to realize that the only thing that can save us is the truth and nothing but the truth.
When them only something name where he came through the telephone, Abu now organize it, but all these things are not fit on Nigeria. They wouldn't have been doing it because if you say again, maybe I can wear peaceful front, you cannot fight for peace. The key is total peace, even condemning your own people. When the native were, they will be doing it on the ground also. Even you come up with your condemn them also. That's how it is done over all over the world.
That is correct. But
I can't really see any reason there again. They'll just say, boy, I can go, okay? For what? For what? Anyway, so Guadria, I hope Nifeni Negadima, all my servants, because Muna and my friends in the argument, they see this Biafra Neku. Okoye Neku Kita, Abuna Muri and Josakwa, Kapoya, this idiot.
That is true. You are right, though. You are correct. But we can't...
Have you ever worry it and you are like, we don't tell an idiot. It is a one make money. Even some people are saying, oh, then they are talking about money. If you just give them money, they will stop. Close it down. He said, not always every... As a matter of fact, I hope you understand the principle of money. Do you know that no African country has money? Do you know that?
I agree 100%.
Because today, Ndiocha...
My brother,
but even African way, their own money backed by gold. Even the Igbo, I can't make this. Even I make it a win in that war. Oh, yeah, now to take order. Brother was destroyed. Ndi lo buni gwe. Ndi come and change the helicopter to helicopter to fighters. Where were they? All those machineries, all those scientists' findings. Where were they? Ndi after I act just came when even that thing did. Nigeria would have been producing its own car today.
But they won't let you. That is, you have made very, very important points. You have raised them, and we accept them totally.
It's only that all the institutions in Anigo,
yes, it's very sad. Very, very sad. We are as upset as you are. Everybody is angry, and that is why we want to channel our anger towards a very productive outcome. We don't want to be angry and go back and sit down and do nothing. But let me tell you, I have a message for your friends who said that Radio Biafra can be compromised. They don't know Radio Biafra. If they know what Radio Biafra stands for, they will know that Radio Biafra started in 2009. We are broadcasting every blessed day. I still have the messages. I will publish it at the appropriate time. Where offers were made to us from senatorial seats to whatever you can think of. And we said no. What a Hausa man told me over the phone is that the same people you are fighting for, they have promised to deliver you to us when you come. And true to the
letter, exactly.
They did the same thing. They sent Owasrike to kidnap me, and they did. Because they know what they're doing. You see, Hausa people think they're very, very clever. They think if they wave knives up in front of us, hey, they're fighting for you, you go back and sit down. Every year, the same rubbish. We are saying that we have discovered your trick. We will not buy this nonsense anymore. Tell your friends not to join. Let them sit somewhere and be watching what will happen to Radio Biafra. Tell them to be laughing at themselves, sit down in their stupidity wherever they are, eating hamburger made by another person, living in a country where there's electricity produced by white people, where there is running water, where they can go to work, and be laughing as the buffoons they are, and watch what is going to happen. We have plenty.
Can go on the liberal point of it. Can she go more Biafra more Nigeria? Because we cannot continue living like dogs. Because if you're Nigeria now, you see how life looks like. Whether my way Biafra, my young way wrong, we cannot continue living like dogs. We are not dogs. Oh, how can get him back?
Of course.
If you can never want to go to Nigeria, oh, what can I get? If I need to go to Nigeria, if I can't go.
It's terrible. Thank you very much, all the same. Thank you very, very much for calling. We have a caller on Skype. Are you still there? The caller on Skype, are you there? They are not responding on Skype. They're not responding. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Every caller that comes on board got one thing or the other to say. It goes to show that the pressure pot is boiling. And it is tapering. It is, when a pressure cooker starts to make that whistle noise, you know that something is about to happen. So, I want this anger to grow more and more. But not just voicing it, we have to channel it into some tangible, verifiable action. The moment we channel our anger, our outburst, into verifiable action, wherever you are, you don't have to be on the ground. There are people on the ground back home. Just as we said before, all they are looking for, expecting, is some encouragement and support from us. So if you translate your anger into something tangible, then something will help that pressure cooker to burst as earlier than expected.
If you wait for a second, please, Doctor, I'll try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, Ikenna.
Pastor Ikenna Mbanefo, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jos, Plateau State.
From Jos, what are you people still doing in Jos, Plateau State? They're killing our people there.
From Jos, Plateau State,
go ahead. The world is listening. The whole world is listening to your voice. Go ahead. Hello? Pastor? Yeah, go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead and talk to us through your phone. The world is listening to you. Go ahead.
Yes,
I'm going to go to the house.
Okay, I the mother at all. No, fully no good. I'm not doing anything.
Negredio Biafana Jos, all two questions ready. Undingwe, also, all of you with the means to be able to get Radio Biafra, you get people together around you and listen. That is what should be happening. Ungwanya phone no funo fu, kahawa wane na hanya waha, and neighbor has a puta.
Okay.
Give them the phone one after the other to tell the world who they are and where they come from.
Is that right?
Hello? Hello?
I'm Bo Ozemana.
Ozemani, when you're there?
No, I'm Bo Ozemana. I'm making an asking, yeah, they're not asking.
There, it won't you be? Ozemani, when you're there, where are you from?
I'm from Anambra State.
Anambra State. Kempara one Anambra. Kempara one Anambra. They have gone. I think maybe they have run out of credit. We'll try and call them back. They are calling from a very difficult situation in Jos. And we do appreciate the need for them to be a bit careful. We accept that. But if you're joining us this evening, it's just gone exactly 8 o'clock here in London. For some people, it could be slightly after 8. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, and we're bringing you Radio Biafra, myself and Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. If you are on Skype and we take your call, please go straight to say what you have to say. Go straight to say what you have to say. Because we cannot all the time keep going through this. You say hello, we say hello, you say hello. It is not helping us at all. Once you hear our voice, you go on and begin to make your point, please. It is important, very, very important. Please, let us try and take this call and see if they can hear us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, the caller on Skype. Go ahead. We are listening. Give us your name and where you are.
Yes, I'm Chimezie. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Chimezie from Malaysia. Go ahead.
Yes. I like the program. I like what you people are doing. That's the Radio Biafra quiz one.
Oh, and there we're going. Hello?
Brothers, you know, we are a lot of us here. We are listening to the radio right now, and we want to support and contribute in one of things.
Thank you. Since you're in Malaysia, we want you to add your calling on Skype. Ask Ike Chukwu Enyago to your Skype. He is the one coordinating the council in Malaysia. He will tell you people what to do and how to assist this struggle of ours.
Ike Chukwu Enyago.
Add Ike Chukwu Enyago now to your Skype. He will accept it and he will tell you people what to do in Malaysia.
Can you please send me the full spelling so that I can not get the correct?
Is there no or no new one like about who no? You might have
Ike Chukwu.
Enyago.
Yes. That's Enyago.
That is correct. Add it to your Skype and he will be in touch with you in the next 5 minutes and to tell you people, you wonderful people in Malaysia, what to do. We are very grateful for your call. Keep listening to Radio Biafra. Keep spreading the message and join us on Facebook as well. Thank you very much and God bless you where you are. We welcome all your effort. It is important. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
I'm in Nigeria. Good evening.
Good evening. What is your name? We know you are in Nigeria. Yes, you are in a zoo in Nigeria. Yes. What is your name?
Hello?
What is your name? We can hear you. What is your name?
I'm calling from Nigeria, Abuja.
From Abuja, that is better. Not from Nigeria. You can be anywhere in Nigeria. You can be with Boko Haram in Maiduguri. We don't know. So tell us where you are. You've done well. Please go ahead.
Okay, I just want to confirm to you now the number of Radio Biafra members.
This is Radio Biafra. We are on the air. We are broadcasting to the world.
Nine
on this line, yes.
Nine. Huh? and I'm not going to see you can confirm what my mom is
doing. I is your good.
Okay.
Oh, there. Thank you. Dr. Egemba, people are calling to know if it is true, to check us whilst we are on the air, to know if we are true, if we are doing what we're supposed to be doing. In a way, it is okay, but in another way, it can also be very distracting. We would appreciate people to call and tell us what they have in mind, tell us how they wish to contribute to the debate that is ongoing, and then tell us also what they can do to advance the cause for Biafra. We don't want to complain. We don't want to be moaning all the time. We want to be able to do something regarding our collective plight so that we can move this whole agenda of our freedom forward. Dr. Egemba, are you there?
Oh, yes, my dear, I am. It is a pleasure, actually, to hear from Pastor.
This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
Hello, my name is Cynthia.
Your name is what, sorry?
Hello?
Yes, please give us your name again. We didn't get that. What is your name?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Please turn your system down and talk to us through the phone. What is your name and where are you? Hello? Can they hear us? Can you hear us? The caller on the phone, can you hear us? I don't think they can. Maybe it's another confirmation. People are trying to confirm that Radio Biafra is real. Please, we are asking you, if you call, turn your system down. Turn it off, please. It makes life a lot more easier for us. It makes our life a lot more easier, please. It is important that you do that. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening. This is Val Oswala.
Yes, Val.
From London.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, and I'm you're doing a wonderful job. I just want to appreciate you and Dr. Chukwuma Egemba Agum. You guys are doing a great job, and the other members of the Biafra editorial board. And every time you hear such things happening and all this kind of talk by the man and the man from the north, it's very annoying. But I just wanted to say that all these things, to me, doesn't surprise me. I've always known that we have no future in that zoo. I just wanted to see if I could bring this into, throw this in, you know. The fact that everybody says back home in Biafra land, people are, we all know that for a fact. People are dying. People are dying at a rate have never been seen before. And this is as a result of not having any source of livelihood, no food, bad, hospitals, nothing. I'm just thinking, if you're nothing in that regard, can't we contact, I'm asking every Biafra listening, wherever they may be, because some of them probably might be working with all these United Nations food aid program or all these other charity organizations that send in food or help or medical assistance. Is there no way we can bring the plight of what is happening in the southeast to the common people and to the south south to our common people to the knowledge of these organizations and see if they could for now send whatever they can send in for them, either medicine, food, or because the governors are only there for their families and their relatives. They are not interested in the people, and the people are dying. They go to the hospital to just go there and die. Hospitals are almost like euthanasia centers, you know. So if anyone knows what we can do to at least alleviate, you know, the suffering of our people by getting attention of all these bodies, so all these organizations, either to send food aid or medication or whatever, go down there. Because the only thing we channel all these things, if it comes via the Nigerian government, it's in the lot. It never goes down to our people. So whatever, anybody that knows any idea when we can, how we can contact, I'm ready to even do that. Because hearing that people are dying every day, out of not having anything, no food, no medical attention, nothing, so that they even sort of be alive enough to see us and join us through this movement. Because the day they are dying, I'm really scared.
Yes, it is worrying. It's worrying. I share your concerns. It is worrying that our people are dying at an alarming rate. But it is a manifestation of God's anger against our people, because we were very poor, as we were discussing with our brother from Germany, from Dusseldorf. We were very poor after the war. People weren't dying this way. People were not, you know, it is the amount of evil. And as we said, any year you stay without getting Biafra, things can only get worse. Because Biafra is the only thing that can link us back to where we come from, link us back to God once again, and we can begin to see progress. It is either Biafra comes or God will destroy us. People, if you want to have a bet, you can have a bet. We say to anybody anytime, if you want to have a bet, you have a bet that there will be no Igbo land to speak of. God will completely destroy it in 5 years' time. People will run away from there. Now we are running away from Boko Haram, is chasing us all over the place. Kidnappers are chasing us at home. Trees are falling, are killing us when we go to the market. Accidents are happening every blessed day. People are harvesting children in a factory. Bodies are being fished out of the... You go to the river to go and fish, to pull out fish. You go to river in Amansea, you're pulling out bodies. And you're telling me that something is not wrong with us as a people? No, it is terrible. But we'll continue to persevere. We are very grateful to people like you, those who understand what needs to be done. Because as they were saying, even before the Israelites left Egypt, some Israelites were saying, no, we don't want to go anywhere, we want to be here. And as I was reminded last week, they said the ground opened and swallowed them alive.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So to everybody who is sneering, who is laughing, who is joking, who seriously thinks that people who have done everything humanly possible, abroad over many years, worked, raised families, use their own money to do such a thing, is somehow doing it for any other ulterior motive, you must have something wrong with you. You are incapable of reasoning properly. Now, let us assume that Radio Biafra closes tomorrow. So, what people will say is, oh, what are people doing? You do something. Oh, why are you doing it? You don't do anything. Oh, what are you people doing? It doesn't make any sense. Our people must learn to understand that if you want something done sometimes, you better do it yourself or you join those doing it. We are very grateful for your call. We've taken your suggestions on board, and God will bless you. Thank you very much. Let's go to Skype. Are you there? The caller on Skype, are you there? The caller on Skype is not there. They are busy listening to the broadcast, listening to our voices. It's incredible. The message never gets through. I don't know why. I seriously do not know why that is the case. We try as much as possible, but unfortunately, it is not happening. It is not. This is Radio Biafra. Can you listen to us? They are busy listening to this. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, good evening. My name is Cynthia.
Cynthia, where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Luton in Bedfordshire.
Cynthia from Luton in Bedfordshire, go ahead. The whole world is listening to you.
I'm just calling to say a big thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, for your work and everything you say on Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Have you considered joining us to help us mobilize other young women like yourself?
No, I haven't.
And what are you waiting for?
Pardon?
What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? To join
us? Nothing.
Okay. So I take it that you will be able to make an effort today to volunteer your services, at least if not for any other thing, to mobilize other people and tell them about Biafra.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, I will do.
Please. We are very grateful for your call. And thank you very much for remembering us and wishing us well in view of the work we are doing for our people. Thank you very much and God bless you.
No problem. Are you on Skype?
We are on Skype, yes. Just add Radio Biafra on Skype so we can talk on Skype if you wish as well.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. We are going once again, before I go to Dr. Egemba, we are going once again to Skype, please. If you are the person on Skype, if you are on Skype, please, we are pleading with you to, if we come to you, turn your system down. You will hear my voice through Skype. Once you hear my voice through Skype, please, you talk to me, turn your system down. Guanyoku site na Skype eweliwe. This is Radio Biafra. Speak to us through Skype. What is your name? They call on Skype. They are not. Maybe we need to turn this whole Skype thing off because a lot of people are just abusing it. They are not concentrating. What, give us your name, please, and where you are. Hello? No, it's not working. Doctor, I am contemplating perhaps a decision has to be taken on Skype because people are calling on Skype. They call. They are not following the simple protocol that should make life easier for us.
Yes, and I have said it before, and that's what we should do. If you pick them, if you pick a call that is 1001 waiting, both on telephone and on Skype, if you pick up a call and the person did not come to life immediately and following the discussion, you drop the call and go to another person, as simple as that. By the time you do it once, you do it twice, then they will catch the message and they wake up from where they are and they will catch up and follow, because yes, we have 2 hours, but that is not long enough. We have thousands and one callers who are itching to be connected. So someone is connected and they are messing about. Please, shun them down, then pick another call. And we are not here to
Yes, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from. We have a caller on the phone.
My name is Oyekashuku Ezamba.
Please, your line. We are listening to ourselves. That is not good enough. It's not good enough at all. Please, we ask you to try and call back. When you call Radio Biafra, you turn your system off. Turn it off. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from. It's not possible. Maybe we should suspend taking calls for the duration of this program. A lot of people are there. I can't for the life of me understand what is wrong with our people. You call on the phone, you say something. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
From Toronto, Canada.
Yes, you have called before. Is that correct?
Yes, so now I'm telling you, one of the organizer for the NL Canada. I know Peter Chicken is here, or Peter Wilson, and there's another lady from Calgary.
Is Chike Nwosu is from Toronto. He is the coordinator.
Yes,
for, yes. Chike Nwosu. Yes, that is correct. So
how many people recently that go from Canada?
From what they are saying yesterday is around about 8.
8?
Yes.
Okay. Please pass my phone number to the 416-820-9034.
Hold on, take it easy because they are listening. They can copy it direct because they are avid listeners of Radio Biafra. So you take it easy and call the number again, please.
416.
Yes.
830-9034.
I'm sure they got it, and your.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sure they got it, and somebody will be in touch with you very shortly.
Okay, please, I appreciate that. I'm just want to thank you people for all you're doing,
Thank you.
Because I was their first veteran, This is an afraid business with Nigerian people, That's my belief.
Thank you. Bye. Yes, that was our brother from Canada. His number is there. Please, if Chike Nwosu or our sister Maureen can give him a call, that would be appreciated. The number is 416-8309-034. I repeat, 416-830. That is for Canada. Please, 830-9034. 3-4. It is our job here to bring the family of Biafrans together, people who are going to do something. The reason why we dwell on some of these things sometimes, Dr. Egemba, is that when people say we cannot do something, we go out and prove them wrong. When people say that Radio Biafra cannot come back on the air, we came back. When they said we cannot broadcast from Biafra land, we did. When they said we cannot broadcast from Nigeria, we did. When they said we cannot broadcast every day, we did. When they said you cannot organize a worldwide protest, we are doing that now. We love challenges. That is why we speak the way we do. We throw our challenges to people. If you think that you are brave enough, you please come and encounter us. Set us a challenge and we'll do it. All we are saying is that if we fulfill your challenge, will you also be amenable to what we are saying? Repent from your bad ways and join the movement to free Biafra from the clutches of Satan himself, called Nigeria. We are welcoming you wherever you are in the world. This is Radio Biafra coming to you from London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host of regular Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of our people. And I'm joined by Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. The two of us are piloting the affairs of Radio Biafra today, and we're taking your calls from all over the world. Unfortunately, some people, please, we ask you to please call us on the phone. We cannot take call from Skype anymore because a lot of people are sitting in front of their computers and not knowing how to make judicious use of Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Please, the caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from. Please, go ahead.
I just want to make a little bit of contribution on what you're saying about Ali, that is claiming that the oil that we found in the whole the southern part of Nigeria belongs to them. You see, Dr. Gamba, rightly pointed out that that those things actually belong to them in a way, because they have been controlling it right from time. If you remember, they laid a thick pipe all the way from River State to the north. It cost millions and billions of pounds to lay those pipes, to carry the oil to the north. There's none going to the west, none going anywhere except to the north. They built a massive refinery there for themselves. So to control the almost 80 or 85% of block of all the oil, in fact, they basically own it. And we know that during the war, they formed a special group, the Third Marine Commando, specifically to clear the whole River Rhine area, just for them, which a lot of our brothers in those areas helped them to achieve. And today, you know, a lot of them paid a great price, and today they are regretting it. And someone like Sarah Wewa were those people who are guiding those federal troops and showing them the way. Today, how did they say impact? They hanged him. Now they are woken up. And that's why we're supporting Asari Takupo and then also sort of other people who are agitating. You know, we're woken up, and then we will reclaim what actually belongs to us. And then we tell them that it's no longer business as usual.
Yes.
So we will continue to persevere on this, what we are doing, and they will not stop us. The thing is that there are some people who will compromise, collect money, and do all sort of rubbish things, and we will not achieve what we want. But this time around, it's going to be a different ball game, and it's not going to be like 1966. This time around, they will find it very, very difficult. It's very, very difficult indeed. Let's see how they will come and continue. Up to now, we are talking, they're still controlling it. But the time will come when they will no longer control that thing, and we will reclaim what belongs to us. So we will continue to persevere, and a lot of people are waking up, and then sooner or later, by the end of this year, we will see how far it goes.
Yes.
So that's what it is.
Thank you very much for your contribution. Chukwuma Egemba is an observation well made. A lot of people, there are some facts people don't know about Ken Sarawiwa. Ken Sarawiwa went to my alma mater. He was at Government College Omuahia. Incidentally, also did Chinua Achebe. This man went to school on Eastern Nigerian Scholarship. He went to that very school on scholarship. Now, what this man did was to abandon his people, show the way to the foreign troops from the north. It was the same people that killed him. That is what happens when you deceive your own people, when you cheat your own people. This is what Asare Dokubo have now realized and is coming back to where he comes from, because he knows that we are the only people who can defend him. This is Radio Biafra. You're through to us. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, I'm Chidebere Onoha, calling from Woolwich.
Chidebere Onoha from Woolwich in London. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, I'm so happy for the good work you've been doing to spread the news all over the world in order for us to get a word. I am so happy that most of my people don't believe they are from Nigeria. That is true. We are not Nigeria. Even I myself, I don't believe I'm a Nigerian. I could remember what Nigerian embassy did to me in 2010. I am very much disappointed. I am very much disappointed. You know. And I wish I will never go there again. Well, I thank you so much for the good work you are doing, and I pray that you will achieve that, Biafra. I never believe I'm in Nigeria. I never believe, and I will never believe. Recently, never tell you. Recently, my wife, you know, put in my baby certificate that I'm in Nigeria, and I said no, I'm not in Nigeria. I had to change it to where I come from. I don't believe I'm in Nigeria. I never achieved anything being a Nigerian, even from back home.
My brother, you see what you're raising today. I don't know if you read any of the papers today in England. Especially when I was coming to the studio, I bought, it's free, of course. Evening Standard is free in London. It's a free evening newspaper, which is what we need to do back home anyway, if we're serious about what we're doing. Inside it, people, you know, in this country, they are going to vote next year. So to decide if Britain should be part of the EU or not, because we want our people to begin to understand that the people who are telling you that one Nigeria is good for you, they want to pull away from Europe. They want to come away from Europe. But if people outside, that is why Iberibe warrior, it is a disease. God knows it is a disease. God, ignorance is so bad. It's debilitating. The same Britain that is telling you that you should stay in one Nigeria and be killing yourselves while they're taking the oil, they are coming away from Europe. We are asking the British people, why don't you want to be with Germany? Why don't you want to be with France under one federal Europe, one currency, one common foreign policy, one economic policy, one social policy on welfare, one the same policy on workers' rights? Why are you running away from Europe? After all, you are even all Christians. Ask yourself that question we ask the British public. Why do you want to come away from Europe, yet you insist that we that are predominantly Christians must stay in the same country as with Muslims? Why? After all, the William the Conqueror came from Normandy in France to establish England. Why are you not together with France? Why don't you have one parliament? Why don't you have one language? Why don't you have one common foreign policy? Why? The same people, this is why I say to our people that they are not educated. When they say we are not arrogant. What I state is a categorical fact. You are not educated, because if you're educated, you should be discerning enough to ask questions. Britain is going to vote. They went into EU in 19. Edward Heath took them into EU in 1972-73, when the criminal government of Harold Wilson fell that killed our people. Edward Heath took them into Europe. Now they want to come out of Europe. Britain wants to separate from EU. Scotland wants to separate from Britain. What is wrong with Biafra separating from Nigeria? Nobody can give me a cogent reason for that. And what our people are doing is laughing where they are. They support Chelsea, they support Man U, they support Barcelona, they support anybody that wins, they support. How about forming your own football team? Our people are daft to the core. Their stupidity is astonishing. And when a white person says that Africans are monkeys, I begin to reason with them. Our people are incapable of reasoning. They cannot think. Because if you can think, ask the David Cameron of Britain, why does the Conservative Party want to come out of Europe with fellow Christians? And then you want me to stay with murderous Arabic Islamic people in the same country, useless zoo called Nigeria. God will kill that person.
My brother, I want to contribute to another thing. You know,
the issue of giving giving all these people, you know, who have lived in outer land all their life, you know, giving the vote in eastern part, you know, to become our governors, our senators and all that, you know, the people who have established here, all their behaviors, you know, they behave like houses. How can we continue giving them vote? You know, when we talk about this Biafra in the back, there are people who are the saboteurs. You know, I don't see the reason why we should be giving them votes.
Voting anything to do with Nigeria, call it voting, call it anything else to do with Nigeria, is a waste of time, is a waste of space. There is no difference between P2B and a military dictator or a military governor in the state. In fact, even a military... Let me ask you this question. If you know people from Anambra, how many military governors in Anambra state killed Igbo people and dumped them in the river? Do you know how those boys were killed? Do you want me to tell you how they were killed? They were suffocated with tarpaulin. In one hot sunny day, they brought them out into the yard and threw tarpaulin over them. They asphyxiated due to lack of oxygen. That was how they died, and their bodies bloated and they dumped them in the river. Which military governor did that in Igbo land? The answer is none. Yet this was the imbecile, the bastard we voted for, put him in office as governor, riding on the back of Ojukwu. Ojukwu have suffered. Every idiot, every cunning criminal comes, rides on the back of Ojukwu, say, Ojukwu won nanyi. We voted for the monkey. And what did he do? He ended up killing us. Over 300 of us have been killed. As I speak to you, nearly 200 bodies are still in the mortuary awaiting burial. If you doubt me, go and ask anybody in Good Shepherd Movement. Good Shepherd Movement knows about this, what I'm telling you. They know, they tried to rebury those people. They went asking for money from the likes of Ojus Okalo to rebury them. Ask P2B, 2006 shoot at site in Onitsha. How many people did you kill? Now there is a mafia.
My classmate was one of them.
Okay.
My classmate was one of them.
Okay. But when we say, people say, we are lying.
I'm not going to disclose the name. We know what they've been doing. And people like that know that they're going to suffer after if we achieve the Biafra. So people like that shouldn't be, you know, we should show them where they belong. You know what I mean? Before we achieve it.
I accept what you're saying. Have you volunteered? Have you volunteered to serve your country?
Yes, I've been telling my mates. I've been telling everybody. And you can't see me on the road and said, where do you come from? I said, well, I'm holding a Nigerian passport, but I'm from Eastern Nigeria. Sometimes I tell them Eastern Nigeria or Eastern province of Nigeria.
Yes, what I tell them is that I come from the occupied territory of Biafra. Biafra is an occupied territory, that is what I call it. Because they are in our land, they are disturbing the Israeli government to grant freedom to... You see, hypocrisy is a bad thing. Hypocrisy is a bad thing. They are forcing the Israeli government to recognize a two-state solution so that the Palestinians can have their own state. What I'm asking Britain and other people is this, and America, and Russia, and everybody who helped Nigeria is, why is it that Palestine, that is not up to the size of Imo State, is fit enough to be a country within Israel, yet Biafra cannot be a country outside Nigeria? People must begin to ask ask your own self this question. So what is it, what is special about Palestine that Palestine should be deemed fit to be free, yet Igbo people cannot be free, Biafra people cannot be free? Ask yourself. Within that question is loaded the worst type of racism ever known to man, because they regard you as a monkey that you cannot think for yourself. That's what they're doing. Because they know that Palestinians can think, they're Arab, they have common sense. But in black Africa, that black Africans, some of them cannot reason properly like a human being. A monkey is better than them. So Britain is running away from EU that they have found and they have been funding. Running away from the Germans, running away from the French, running away from the Swedish, running away from the Spanish. Yet, we that want to be free from people that we don't even have any religion in common with them, you're saying, no, we cannot go. You have to be one Nigeria. That is unity and diversity. Even in Europe, where there are Christians, not all of them agree. Talk less of money. Let them come bring in Turkey. Thank you very much, my brother, for calling. Let us go to Dr. Gemba and see what he can make of all this whole thing. To at least you are summarize for us. Please, doctor, if you're there.
It is interesting what is happening and the attitude of some of our people. And I'm quite sure that they will through Radio Biafra wake up and realize what the true position of the position we are in. It is only those who don't understand still question why are we doing what we're doing.
Doctor, if I can take this call, he has been waiting for a long time. Let me try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Ngozi Akpofia. I'm calling from Rome, Italy.
Ngozi Akpofia from Rome in Italy. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Please, I thank you very much for your effort.
Thank you.
Hello?
We are listening. The world is listening. Please turn your system down. Talk to us through the phone. The whole world is listening. Please.
Yeah. Thank you for your effort.
Thank you.
Mobilization. Do you have any contact here in Rome?
We do. There is our sister Edom. There is our sister Edom who is in Rome. Your number is showing, and I can confirm that your number is +39.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention the rest, but I will send this thing to our sister Edom in Italy. Please give me your name is Ngozi, is that correct?
Yeah.
Ngozi, yes. And you're calling from Rome, okay? I'll pass this thing to Edom. I'll pass it to Samson as well as to Chike. These are the people coordinating Italy, and they are very formidable. You can hook up.
I'm fully in support of what they are doing. I really God will continue to bless you. Okay.
Thank you very much. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. So, doctor, you see, when I'm led by the spirit to ask you to hang on, to wait, that something is coming, something always turns up. Please, you may continue.
Yes, my brother. So our people, it is incredible that they are still questioning. But I'm also happy that many people are now realizing it is as far back as 10 years ago. I started introducing myself as a dear friend. If they say where is it, I say consult geography, go to a map or this thing. If I want to, I can specify to say it is between Nigeria and Cameroon. So let them go and find out. And if I know if the person looks inquisitive enough, then I can open up a little bit and educate them a little bit more and more. But by the way, don't forget that there are still people in back home in our land, the Biafran land, the people we are trying to save from enslavement, who still don't understand. When you talk of Biafra, it seems that they don't know what they are talking about. In fact, before I talk to some people about, I will say, please, is it okay to mention the word Biafra? Before someone will get heart attack, simply because you mentioned Biafra. But having said that, whether they like it or not, there are two options. Either you come up with us, through us, like our listeners all over the world, we thank you so much. Come with us, let us work together and get where we need to be to get our country. Or we just sit on the fence, look, do what you are doing, whether you like it or not, Biafra will come. Whether you want or you don't want, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. Only if those few of us who are committed should continue, or if possible, redouble. Have you seen it? We are talking about where are our ladies? How many ladies have called in today?
Let us see if this other one is a lady, please, doctor. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Turn your system off, because I know your system. Turn it off and talk to us on the radio.
I'm turning it off.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah. The world is listening.
My name is Michael Iraya.
Michael.
From Padova, Italy.
Oh, wonderful. They said that once Padova calls, that we have captured Italy. Is that correct?
Yes. We are moving on.
Okay.
We are moving on very well. As you are saying about that so-called occupied territory, as you said it now. In fact, in the vanguard of this evening, around 4 o'clock, see how a person, some set of people, carried $2.7 million moving from our airport, Murtala Mohammed Airport, to dump in abroad. While the other day, our sister died at Port Harcourt Hospital because of 20,000 naira.
Yes.
To me, it's very, very shameful hear all this news.
Irania, please, if you say 20,000, friends of Biafra listening would think it is big money. Tell us what is 20,000 in euro, please, so people can understand why this woman died. And today, people are moving $200 million from the airport to go and
2.7 million US dollar from airport. The 20,000 naira in euro is just a common 100 euro.
100
euro.
Somebody died it's because of 100 euro.
100 euro is equivalent to 20,000 naira.
Exactly. So continue.
Okay. So that is what I want to contribute to. Tell our people, to listen and to hear you, Nnamdi Kanu, that what you are fighting is not for the benefit of Nnamdi Kanu. It's not for the benefit of your village or even your children. It's the benefit of entire Biafra West, entire Biafra nation. After all, since what going, a freedom fighter is not looking for leadership. He always be happy to achieve whatever he want to achieve, and which Nnamdi Kanu is fighting for. So I'm encouraging our Biafra listeners through this media to always listen to you on what you are saying, and to have an encouragement to achieve this a great nation called Biafra. Because to me, even my very self, I am very, very much delighted and happy to be there, because sometimes if I went home, I always come home with cries. For example, in some places where I'm living, some civil servants can be attending somebody at the front of their work. They are demanding money from you.
Yes.
So my dear brother, our moderator, my God and the God we are serving must encourage you. Another thing I want to tell you, forget all those that have failed. Those that have fought for this struggle and failed due to their mistakes and due to their commitments in putting Agro here and there in the name of Biafra. Forget all of them and start encouraging our people, go straight to the point so that they will always know that you and your colleagues are really mean what you are saying. Forget all about the failing walls. Because if you are talking about the failing walls, they will thought that maybe you are castigating some certain people. No. You are not talking against anybody. What you are pursuing is to fight and get the nation. So, but if you are just pointing out about one person or the other person, then we tell that maybe it's how our people always like to talk about others to be in front. No.
Yes, Irania, please. There is some. I welcome your views. They're very important. I accept it. But there is one thing we need to understand. I don't know where you grew up. I grew up in the village.
I grew up in village. Kitikati, that's Imobodo.
I grew up in the village.
Uh-huh.
And there is one thing we do where I come from. My village where I come from, I consider myself to be privileged to come from where I come from, Isiama Faruku.
Uh-huh.
in Omo. Don't hide where I come from.
Yes, more I'm be, sir.
We grew up knowing that only truth can set you free.
Yes.
You see, let me tell you, you see vaccine that we take, you see vaccination. You know, in those days, when we are very small, they say, we go for inoculation. God knows what people were pumping into our body, but we hand it over to God. They will say, go for inoculation. And if you can recall, after the inoculation, you feel sick for a while. I don't know if that afternoon, after they give you the inoculation and mark circle around your right or your left arm, if you come home, you will fall ill. And for some people, if you also recall, after the inoculation, they will have abscess on that very place. If you go to some ladies between, say, 37 and 47, you see what I'm telling you. If you look on their arm, or some men, you will see that there is a wound on their upper arm. That is due to vaccination. I don't know if you recall. The reason why... Okay, you see, what they are pumping into you, or into us, what they pumped into us, is not a medicine. It's not a cure. It is the weakened version of the virus that they are trying to fight against. I will repeat what I said. What you get during vaccination is the weakened version of a particular virus. Any day they say, we have now have the cure for AIDS. What they mean is that they have isolated the virus that causes it. Then they will then tell your body to recognize this particular organism when it comes in to fight it. That is what they did. The reason why we keep mentioning this thing all the time is that even the Bible says that our people perish due to ignorance. We have seen what crooked politicians did to us. We have seen how we allowed them. You know, before we say, when they give us the likes of Peter Obi and the question, they say, leave them. Oh, don't castigate them. Makande Agbosa is your brother. We allowed the others to get away with it. It is now a norm. They now tell us who to rule us. If we don't bring down any edifice built on falsehood using the name of Biafra, it will develop taproot. Before you know it, you cannot extricate it anymore. That is why we want a very clean Biafra, because without cleanliness, I'm telling you the truth, without Biafra being anchored and founded on the cardinal principle of truth, we will fail. Yeah. We would fail. Our people need to understand it. We will be compromised and we will fail. We say to them, anybody who doubts what we are doing, I was educated in England, so is a few of my colleagues. I read in England on, I don't even want to say this very loud before they will hear it, and said that is my own share of the oil. It's for free. I went to school in England and they gave me a grant in England. I did not only school in England for free, they gave me money to go to school.
Yeah.
They paid me to go. Maybe as I'm saying it now, they'll say, that is your own oil money gone. You have taken your oil money. Why are you complaining? But I tell you this, my brother. You said one thing when you started. We are not looking for any position. We have made it very clear before.
Yeah.
We are not looking. Yeah. We cannot lead anybody. Any day that Biafra is gotten, my job is done. The job of the editorial board of Radio Biafra is done. If you see us contest for any office, you know we are bastards. That my father is not an Igbo man. If you see me ask for any contract in Biafra, you know that I am the incarnation of Lucifer himself. If you see me seek any favoritism, any favor based on my service for my country, you count me as not being a human being. There is a place in my place called the Yojita. That is where I would retire once Biafra is gotten. I would want nothing to do with running Biafra, because my own job would have been done. It will be the duty of other people to develop Biafra, to run it, to make it a better place for all of us to live in. We have division of labor. Our labor, my labor, is to help bring about Biafra. It will be the labor of other people to run it. But I can tell you one thing, they will not mess it up. Because as a politician, you will not even have a foreign bank account to start with.
No, even notwithstanding, if somebody is listening to you, the person must be convinced that what you are fighting is a goal. It's not at a time you come back and have the praise from somebody of giving you Rolls Royce or any flashy car as they are just presenting to others in Nigeria. So, Nandi, I am still with you. In fact, your work impressed me. And I'm very, very much glad. I have even been spreading the gospel of Biafra always. Like some people are now congratulating me for hearing my voice
of how I'm encouraging people to come forward so that this your dream and our dream
better,
must
better,
come to true.
Better, our dream, it is yours and yours.
Our dream, please.
Yes, please.
So, you are a man. Like I always said, start moving people forward. Many of us are ignorant. Many of us are novice on this forum, how to talk or how to do this. And just take it very easy with them, approach them, and moreover, teach them. We are learning education, not education of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not education of what is your name or what is your father's name. No, we are lacking moral education, and which is very, very much now for you as a media director to educate us. Please, is very much important. Take your work very lightly and very, very accommodating with people who are novice like us. Thank you once again this evening.
Thank
because
you.
I know that
thank you.
Now our time will be off.
I know. Thank you very much. And of course, we'll be back again tomorrow. Please, Ryan, before we close, what is Padova looking like? Are they with us on this worldwide demonstration that we're going to do? Is Italy with us? They said, get Padova and you have Italy. Do we have Padova with us?
Yes, like what I told you now. Well, do you know one thing? Gap Bottom Douglas, do you know one thing?
Yes.
If you can just give me some minutes now, let me call somebody who can even talk to you, and we discuss very well, because the meeting is going to head as soon as possible now, so that the part of our people, like I told you, we will get them in full, so that anything you are doing, Italy, if you get Padova, you have got Italy.
That's
like I said.
That's what everybody
that
keeps saying.
Yes. I don't condemn any human being or any state anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But Padova is the heart of the Biafran people.
Yes.
So that is the thing.
Thank you very much. And when the person call, I want to bring Dr. Egemba in. You're still staying live on the line. Don't go anywhere. When the person comes in and speaks in my ear, I'll be able to listen. Let me bring Dr. Egemba in. Doctor, you have heard what is happening, how contrary to what we thought previously, that Italy has been rising rather very slowly, boiling away like Mount Vesuvius, which is even located in Italy itself. So we are pleased that Italy is coming on board, but we're still waiting for France. We don't know what is happening in France. We don't know. We've been lamenting France. What is going on in France? What is happening in France?
The good part of it, when we mention the brothers and sisters listening all over the world, will have their friends of friends somewhere. I will say, they will call you up, say, hey, brothers, what are you people? Wake up. Do you listen to Radio Biafra? Go to Radio Biafra, listen to Radio Biafra, so on and so forth. In the same manner, France will also come up.
Yes.
So France will come up, and there are three countries in Africa I'm also waiting. That is Ghana, that is Ivory Coast, and Cameroon. So, if you know somebody you know that is interested, that's a lady,
we have Ghana,
on the line,
and Ghana has even made contribution in Naira back home.
Right. So, we need to, not just an individual, we need them as a group.
No, as a group.
And also, there is a lot of our sons and daughters in Ivory Coast that need to come on board. And of course, Cameroon, there's a lot of them in Cameroon. So, the moment we get these countries, and we will also reach other countries in Africa and all around the world. So wherever you are, you must stand up and be counted. So if you know anybody in any other country that has not featured yet, please contact them and get them to come on board and to form their own 10-man committee, so that their country, their base, will not be left out when we are doing this nationwide international coordinated demonstration.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Are you, Iran, are you there?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Yes, has he come?
Till tomorrow we'll talk.
Okay. That's fine.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Same time.
Wonderful. So please,
same time,
tomorrow. Please talking, keep talking to our people and keep coordinating Padova. Maybe from Padova, we'll then all move to Rome for the demonstration. It is vital that we do that. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear. Ciao.
Doctor, we are approaching. It is unfortunate that we couldn't take any more calls from Skype. A lot of people are on Skype. They're on Skype. They want to. They turn on Skype and their system is blaring very loudly. And they're talking on Skype and they want to hear your voice. We are saying, please, we are begging you. We want to take your calls. We even want to extend Radio Biafra to 3 hours in the evening and bring you Radio Biafra every morning at 7 to accommodate our people who may be wanting to get hold of us in the Far East. So please, it's important. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Michael Ovi. I'm calling from France. France have waking up right now.
that is good. Michael.
Yes, France have waking up right now.
We are happy to hear that. This is proof that Radio Biafra goes everywhere. That France has woken up, because we are getting worried what is happening in France. Why France hasn't come up yet?
But France are waking up right now. We are making arrangements with my people.
Yes.
I live in Paris, and I also have so many people living in Marseille and Paris. I'm talking to them.
Good.
We are making arrangements how to organize ourselves. Soon you people are gonna hear from us.
Wonderful. That is what we want to hear. Thank you very, very much. Your number is here. You are Michael. You will coordinate the whole of France. So your number is here. If anybody wants to get in touch with our people in France, the number is here. Thank you very much. You have...
And also, I am the owner of the African people in Facebook. People can also contact me through African people in Facebook. I'm the admin of that site.
Biafran people on Facebook. That is very good.
Yes.
That is very good. Thank you very much and keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Doctor, you can see that we mention a country and somebody comes up. This is Michael from France. And please, we must give out his number, because at Radio Biafra, we don't lie. There is no propaganda here. We don't misrepresent facts. So before our detractors will say, oh, maybe they got somebody from somewhere from Luton to call, or from Bedfordshire. And then we are saying it's from France. This is the number for Michael. If you want to contact Michael in France, his number is +33. I think that is the code for France. 7537-74473. I repeat, +33 75 37 74 473. That is the number to contact anybody. If you know anybody in France and they want to be part of this development, the worldwide demonstration, worldwide, as soon as the sun rises in Japan to when it sets in San Francisco, we will be demonstrating 12 noon in each country, following the sun as the sun is coming. We are the children of the rising sun. We will follow the sun to announce our presence to the whole world, and nobody can deny our existence after that. So everything we are doing, we know, both spiritually, both temporally, that what we are doing is correct. And believe you me, we are going to succeed. Please, doctor, they are coming in thick and fast this evening. You have to bear with me. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Victor Ben.
Victor, please lower your radio. Turn your radio off.
Yeah.
Turn it off. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Belgium.
From where?
Belgium.
From Belgium. You're calling from Belgium. Wonderful. From Belgium. We have people in Belgium already, which is a very good thing. Please go ahead. Okay. Have you registered? Have you volunteered?
Yeah, I have volunteered, but I didn't register yet, because a friend of mine just come into my office and start telling me about Stanley Okpara from Belgium here. He just come into my office and he told me that this kind of a thing is happening. Then I just searched it on internet. I see it. We have been listening to everything that is going on since.
Yeah, Stanley is a great man. Stanley is a great Biafran. He's a great man. So please go ahead.
Okay. So, what is the plan? What is the plan? Is it about demonstration or something?
Our plan is very, very simple. Our plan is a very simple one. Our plan is not too difficult. we have a three-step procedure. Radio Biafra Editorial Board, in conjunction with Bilie Human Rights Initiative, we have a case in court which is coming up next month. On the 25th of next month, we have Nigeria in court already. We don't want people to forget that. We are not afraid of anybody. We did something that nobody has ever dreamt of doing before. We took Nigeria to court. Nigeria recognized the word Biafra and gave it judicial recognition for the first time in the history of our people. Biafra is mentioned in court. Nigeria is even owing us money. Nigeria is owing us 5,000 naira as fine. They asked Nigeria to pay Biafra 5,000 naira fine in court. That is number one. Number two, we are going to have a worldwide demonstration starting from Japan, ending in California. In every country, every major country of the world, as soon as the clock strikes 12 noon, we'll be following the sun all the way from Japan until it sets. From the sunrise to the sunset, we'll be following the sun, demonstrating in each major country. When it's 12 noon in England, we demonstrate. When it's 12 noon in Ireland, we demonstrate. When it's 12 noon in the Ascension Islands, we demonstrate. All the way till we get into the West Coast of America. That is number one.
Okay. Do you have a contact in Belgium already?
Stanley Opara, I'm sure we have his contact. Somebody from Belgium has registered. We want you to go to the to the Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co. Go to the community side of the website, go and click on community. You will see volunteer. Go there and put down your name and your details. Begin to bring your brothers together the same way that Stanley is there. We want 10 of you in Belgium, 10 people in Belgium, to go out and mobilize our people in Belgium, mobilize Biafrans in Belgium. When we call upon you, you'll be able to answer. Any country that we call upon and they fail to answer in the way that we would like it to happen, we know they're not very serious. There is no need talking about Biafra, analyzing, going to Biapalo and debating. Now is the time to do something. Okay?
Yeah, okay. I'm very happy that you people are organizing this thing, and we look forward for a better Biafra.
Of course. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Yes. Thank you. Doctor, you can see how things panned out this evening.
Absolutely. It is quite interesting indeed that France has woken up. Another country we have sort of out of radar is Portugal. Portugal has not had anything. So, since France is on board, we will check. Anybody who knows anybody in Portugal should please prompt them to join. And at the same time, this Ivory Coast and Cameroon and others. So one by one, we are going to link up with everybody.
Yes, because as we promised before, we cannot go back home to get Biafra unless we are one, unless we join hands together as one to be able to do this. Doctor, you have to bear with me. I know you are running to somewhere, but let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio. Yes.
Yeah, I am Osvaldo Mozon here. I am living in Mexico. I am calling from Mexico.
You are calling from Mexico. You are calling from Mexico, I believe. Yeah. Yes, please. What is your name again?
Osvaldo Mozon here.
Mozon here from Mexico.
I am from, Yeah.
Yeah, please go ahead. How many of you are there? How many Biafrans do you know in Mexico?
We are a lot of Biafran people here in Mexico. We are even trying to. We are already started our meeting.
Yes.
Our amazing people meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, but we are just starting it. It has been a long time. I've been listening to this program anyway. I am very, very much happy about this program.
Yes.
Kita,
so, yeah,
I mean, a little problem. Not problem. I need to read the law from a. With the constitution, into
Hanese. Yes.
I told him that he will take his woman to more constitution into Hanese. And I want to know some now from this Mexico. So that as he come back to go into another people register go, I mean, we can Egypt meet here because of this, this natural email.
Yes, we have we have people from Mexico. We have a family of four from Mexico. Because of work and time difference, he always listens. He only listened live, I think, about on 8 occasions. Because of work commitments, he cannot listen. He listens to the program after we've closed. So that is why we need to bring the early morning program as well. Maybe for 1 hour, 7 a.m. in the morning to 8 every morning. We will do that when Radio Biafra returns from Israel. What we are going to do is we put you in touch with them. We have your number from here. The Mexico code is +52. But what we can say to you is that we will source for Ohanaeze Constitution and forward it to you. We must make people understand that Ohanaeze is not the main Ohanaeze. There are good people within Ohanaeze back home that support Biafra. There are good men in Ohanaeze that support Biafra. What is wrong with Ohanaeze is the leadership. So if they want to buy into the Biafra that we are pursuing, all well and good. And we must say that the leader, or in fact the de facto leader of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, is Ike Edife himself, Dozier Ike Edife, the one-time President General of Ohanaeze. So it is important that people recognize that not everybody in Ohanaeze is bad. So we are supporting Ohanaeze to establish offices or presence in every country as well. But what we're asking people to do is to come out for Biafra. We are fighting for Biafra, not for Ohanaeze. We must make that very, very clear. It is for Biafra.
Okay,
thank you very much. Okay. We have your number. We'll pass it on to our boss.
I would like to have to contact those people you just mentioned.
Yes.
You have about four of them. Four families,
yes, a family of four. They called Radio Biafra. They gave us their details. We will dig them up and then try and get you in touch. In fact, I'm sure they will hear this and they will be in touch tomorrow. So what we are asking you to do is continue speaking to the people that you're speaking with. Tell them that Biafra has come. Tell them that Biafra is in Mexico, and tell them to prepare to gear up for their own role they're going to play when we call upon Mexico to do Biafra proud.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. That will be the last call for the day. It's very fitting. Is Dr. Gemba still with us? Very briefly.
Yes, let me use this opportunity to thank our listeners, and also especially to welcome France on board. And I hope before long, we will also get confirmation or hear somebody from Portugal and any other country, more especially in Europe and every other place that hasn't come up on board yet. We need to get everybody on board. You know that we are all Igbos. Before we do something, we go out our way.
Yes.
We consult. So thank you very much for listening, and keep the fire burning in your heart.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Thank you very, very much. That's Dr. Egemba signing off, and myself, Nnamdi Kanu, from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. I'm thanking all of you one after the other for listening. This is your program. It is not ours. It doesn't belong to the editorial board. By that, I mean it belongs to all of us. So it is our radio station. We expect you to support it. We expect you to encourage it. And above all, please, if you are coming to London, if you know people in London who can present a program on radio, put them in touch with us. We bring them to the studio to present this program as well, because it is your radio station, our radio station, Radio Biafra, coming from London. Once again, please remember tomorrow, 7 p.m. If you have not joined us on Facebook, if you have not invited your friends on Facebook to join Radio Biafra, you are missing out on quite a lot. We ask you to join Radio Biafra on Facebook. We ask you to bring your friends along with you as well. Let us debate, because what we are trying to do now is to build this international coalition. Once we have established the presence of Biafra in every country of the world, I mean in every country where there are Biafrans, which is everywhere on this planet, then what we are going to do is to begin to discuss the type of Biafra we want. All of us here, openly on this forum on the air from every part of the universe, will be able to discuss the type of education system we want, the type of government we want, the type of economy we want to run, the type of legislature we want to have, what type of politicians that we are looking for, the type we are looking for, how we are going to build our roads, how we are going to build our bridges, what each town is going to do. If a particular town is going to be a commercial city, we have to plan it out very well and build it, design it and build it properly. What type of sewage system are we going to have? What type of housing policy are we going to have? Because in Biafra, there will be no homelessness. Nobody will come and pay landlord for 2, 3, 4 years before they move into a house. No, we have all that plan. You and us on Radio Biafra will go through it one after the other. We prepare our constitution, our documentation, what Biafra is going to look like. So regardless of the party in power, we say this is what the people agreed and that is what you're going to do. But please, in the new Biafra, no politician will come abroad for treatment. If you think you're going to fall sick, make sure you equip the hospitals so they treat you and they treat others as well. Nobody will have a foreign bank account. No politician will have a foreign bank account. No politician will travel with a siren on the road. Siren will be restricted to the police, the ambulance, and the fire service. Nobody, we repeat, nobody will have police guarding them because our police will not even carry guns in the first place. We are going to have a truly egalitarian society the way our ancestors had it in the past. We are taking our time. We have done our research for 24 and a half years and believe you me, we are revealing it one after the other. If you follow us, Biafra is coming. Not just coming, in truth and honesty, it will be the pride and envy of the whole world. We are not competing with anybody. We're just saying that we want to live like human beings. We are tired of being monkeys. We want to be human once again. If you've joined us this evening, thank you very much. If you haven't joined us, please try and make time to do so from tomorrow. I'm Onamde Kane signing off from London. God bless you all one after the other. We love you. I love you. That is why we speak the way we do. We want you to change, to embrace Biafra, because within Biafra is life. Anything else is death.
Ibi mena no mo wagasilele.